Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
One of the grandest expressions of the gospel is found in Titus chapter 2, verse 11, where Paul tells us, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people," as the NIV renders it. How could there be any better news than that? What had been invisible for many centuries came into view. Moreover, this grace appeared for all people, not just a chosen few. It's what the apostle elsewhere calls the power of God for salvation. With such power at our disposal, those of us who are believers are sometimes disappointed to find that grace, while beautiful, also involves pain. To most people, the word power suggests instant transformation and easy accomplishment. We often forget that grace is a school teacher whose lesson plan includes very specific instructions. In Titus 2, verse 12, we learn what that plan entails. This teacher has appeared, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and in a godly manner. We can learn to say no to sin. We can learn what holiness is and find ways to acquire and display it. Only through God's grace can we even attempt to live a righteous life. Such learning will take time, but progress in this school is just as much a tribute to God's grace as the instant changes that occur the moment a person receives God's gift of salvation.